super quick. A lot of you guys should have hopefully have gotten our newsletter in the mail, our newest one. It's our year end. So check it out. It has a lot of information what Siouxland's been doing. Also has awesome matching campaign for end of the year. So some of your money that you give could be doubled. I am not on. I thought that's how you wanted me, not on this, like this, not speaking, not you know. Test. Am I on now? Test. This was working like earlier before service. We tested it. Test. Like be like this all service for it to work. Yeah, it's because I slammed that door too hard and it jarred it probably. But no, YFC end of year. Check it out. I'm not gonna go into details about it. But there's like a lot of matching campaigns. So if you give up to a certain amount, it'll be doubled, which is totally sweet. And they'll keep the mission of YFC going here in town. So check that out. If you did not get one of these, let me know. Now I can forward you an email about it, or I can maybe get you a hard copy of it. Also, is that once again, thank you is a huge thing. Everybody likes to be thanked, and we want to thank you guys as a church body and as individuals. So we're having a soup luncheon on the, make sure I get the right date, on December 10th. So our annual soup luncheon open house. Everybody's invited here because you guys are a part of Friendship. Friendship supports us. So come out December 10th, 11:30 to 1. It's free. You get free soup. I always say if you walk away hungry, that's your fault. Because like last year, I think we had 7 or 8 soups you could pick from. So it's like a smorgasbord of soups. So come out to that. If you need a reminder card, we got some reminder cards in the back. But it's a good time to hang, chill out. Some people just come eat soup and chat with each other. So those are two things. But, all right. I got to find out where I was at. All right, let me pray. Heavenly Father, I thank you, Lord, for today. I thank you, Lord, that we are here together as friendship, as your children. And I just thank you, Lord, for each and every single one, everybody that's in the pew, everybody that couldn't make it today. I just thank you for them. I thank you, Lord, for your salvation, for your mercy, for your kindness, for your compassion. And I just pray, Lord, that you let my words be yours. Tom Cook not be standing up here, but let it be Jesus, Lord. And I pray, Lord, that you give us a good next few minutes, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, so as most of you guys realize is that on Thursday, majority of this nation, not everybody celebrates Thanksgiving, but majority of people will be around their table eating turkey. Maybe some people eat ham. They'll be at the table, a friend's house, a shelter, maybe to eat turkey, celebrate Thanksgiving. This is like the day usually that kicks off the holiday, the shopping season, the holiday season. You got Black Friday and all that stuff, you know, which nowadays it's like they have Black Friday sales in October or something, you know, it's ridiculous. But what are some things people are thankful for? According to the website Wallet Hub, 41% of people are thankful for their family. 33% are thankful for their health. 19% are thankful for life. That's crazy. Only 19% are thankful for their life. 8% job and finances. 7% faith and religion. 6% basic needs are being met. And 5% friends. This really didn't give me a gauge of like, hey, we surveyed 1,000 people or nothing like that. I tried to find it, but it kind of gives you an idea of what people are thankful for, where they stack things of what they're thankful for. It all shows that different people are thankful for different things for different reasons, and it could go back to their background. Today we are going to look at thankfulness, but we're going to look from a biblical perspective. Just grab some truths from the Bible and see what it says about being thankful. We're not going to talk about turkey or anything like that or how to cook one, so don't worry about that. But the first nugget of truth we're going to talk about might be a little tough to take, might be a little tough to swallow, just because of it's a hard thing. It's a hard thing sometimes to deal with. The first thing is that we should be thankful when we're in trials and troubles in our life. When we go through, we always go through ups and downs in life, and sometimes we're in the mountaintops, and we go through the valleys, and we feel like, man, it's just hard, it's rough, it's horrible, and we're going through the valleys. We should be thankful there. If you open Colossians chapter 1, verse 3, starting with verse 3. It says, we always pray for you. We give thanks to God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Then if you jump down to 11, it says, we also pray that you'll be strengthened with all his glorious power so that you may have the endurance and the patience you need. May you be filled with joy, always thanking the Father. He has enabled you to share an inheritance that belongs to his people who live in the light. And what's important about these verses is that the person that wrote it was Paul. And what's crazy about it is Paul, at the time when he wrote these verses, was in prison. And back then, prison, of course, prison nowadays is not good either, but back then it was way worse. It was way worse conditions. It was way worse situation. But he was in this rough, horrible situation of being in prison and being locked up and just being there. But he's still telling people to be thankful. He's still telling people to have the attitude of being thankful. Usually a person going through a trial like that, or going through a situation like that, that's not going to be the first thing on their mind, is saying, hey, won't you be thankful? Or thank God, or thank this, or be thankful. No, they're going to be spewing every negative thing. It'll be spewing like, oh, woe is me or whatever. They're not going to be saying thank you. If you jump over to 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 16, it says, always be joyful. Never stop praying. Be thankful in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you who belong to Christ Jesus. Once again, this is Paul instructing the church of how they should act as believers in Christ. This is something, he wrote it long ago, but this is something that we can use nowadays in 2024, almost 2025. That's kind of crazy. He was giving them very tough words for them to hear, and probably for us to hear too, which is in all circumstances we're supposed to give thanks because it's God's will. A lot of times we throw around, we're like, man, I don't know what God's will is. I really wished I knew what God's will is. What's God's will in my life? Oh, I just don't know. But right here it says it's God's will to give thanks in all circumstances. That's what God's will is. We need to start praying, giving thanks, and not complaining about our circumstances and see what happens. Now, I'm not saying certain situations are not tough or not hard or not that you won't have troubles, that you won't go through terrible times, and it's not just rough for you. And the first thing you're going to think about is roses and puppy dogs and saying thank you or being thankful. But it's something that you should feel, have your mind focused on God. It's totally different. I remember like it was yesterday. I was in sixth grade. I just found out that my dad had died, and I went home from school early, and I lived in a trailer, and the trailer was back here where the wall was, and in front of the trailer was a ditch. And I remember when I was a kid, I sat down on a ditch, and I sat there, and I cried out to God. I was like, God, why? I was mad at God. I was angry at God. I was like frustrated at God. I didn't understand. I was just totally confused, especially because my dad was never around anyway, and then now he's dead. But flash forward to 2024, does that event still make me sad, frustrated, kind of question things? Yeah. But I can look back on that event and say, hey, I was there for my sisters. I'm thankful for that. I could use that event in my life to help students that I now minister to. I'm thankful for that. Sometimes when we're in the mess of things, we cannot see why we are, and we cannot be thankful for it at that time. Sometimes it takes us to get out of the mess to realize why we're thankful for it. We need to realize, and it's hard to get, God knows everything. God created us, made us, knows the beginning and the end. So that's why we should give him thanks in all circumstances. The next thing is that we should be thankful. We should be thankful for the time we have. We should be thankful for the time we have. In James 4:14, it says, how do you know what your life will be like tomorrow? Your life is like a morning fog. It's here a little while, then gone. Life's not guaranteed. Things are not guaranteed. And it doesn't matter how much of a relationship you have with God and don't have a relationship with God, your life's not guaranteed. I read a story. I was going to preach on one topic, and then I switched to this. And one of the things I found on the topic was that on the same day, JFK. Got assassinated, which we all know about JFK, who he was, how he was. The same day, C.S. Lewis died. So it doesn't matter who you are or what you are, what your standing is with God. It's gonna happen. And something you need to ask yourself is, what are you gonna do with your time? How will you make an impact for God? How are you going to make an impact for the kingdom, for God? And also, too, who am I going to spend time with? I mean, we only have so much time on this spinning globe we call Earth. We need to learn to be thankful for when others... Oh, sorry. I got ahead of myself. But yeah, we need to realize that life's short. And we need to realize that if you don't know Christ as your Savior, that's the first thing you need to take care of before anything else. But also, too, is you need to realize that it is short and it's fleeting, so what are you doing for the kingdom? What are you doing with your friends, with your family. Have you ever had somebody do something for you? Or no, let me reverse that, sorry. Have you ever done something for somebody and they don't say thank you? They don't come back and say thank you? We probably all have had that situation. Well, Jesus did too. And the thing is we need to learn to be thankful for when others do things for us, or bless us, or help us out, or are there for us. If you turn to Luke 17, some of us might know this story really well, some might not. Starting with verse 11 in chapter 17. It says, as Jesus continued on to Jerusalem, he reached the border between Galilee and Samaria. As he entered a village there, 10 men with leprosy stood at a distance. 13 crying out, Jesus, Master, have mercy on us. Oh, sorry, not 13, sorry. Crying out, Master, have mercy on us. He looked at them and said, go, show yourselves to the priest. And as they went, they were cleansed of their leprosy. One of them, when he saw that he was healed, came back to Jesus shouting, praise God. He fell to the ground at Jesus' feet, thanking him for what he had done. This man was a Samaritan. Jesus said, didn't I heal 10 men? Where are the other 9? Has no one returned to give glory to God except this foreigner? And Jesus said to the man, stand up and go. Your faith has healed you. God was awesome. Jesus was awesome. He had the power to heal not one, not two, not three, but 10 guys at once of leprosy. And what's amazing about it is that and you would think that these 10 guys would be jumping up and down, excited, just like hooting and hollering because they've lived with this with their whole life. And you think they'd be falling at Jesus' feet and saying, thank you, man. I can't believe this is happening. Wow, my life has totally changed, because back then the leper, they couldn't do anything. They had to beg for the money. But only one man, a Samaritan at that, came to say thank you to Jesus. And if you know any stories in the Bible, there's women at the well and different ones, that Samaritans and Jews did not get along. So it's really amazing that he was the one that came back and said thank you. How many times in our lives are we like the 9? And either God does something for us or somebody else does something for us and we don't say thank you. And we ignore him. Or we ignore God when he does something for us. We ignore him. We're like, well, whatever. Thanks. I mean, we don't say thanks, God. We're just like, we're just going with our lives. Or somebody does something for us and it's really awesome. It's really a cool deal. It's right. But we never say thanks back. And I'm not talking about, you know, somebody fixes my tire and I tell them thanks and I give them a huge parade and you know, and a crown and all that stuff. I'm just saying the simple thanks. Thank you. A modern day example of this was Max Lucado, an author. He was living at the time in Brazil, and one day he was walking down the street to his university to teach a class, and he felt a little tug on his pant leg. Turning around, he saw a little boy, maybe 5 or 6, dark beady eyes and a little dirty face. The little boy looked up at the big American and said, "Bread, sir." He was a little beggar boy, and Lucado said, "There are always little beggar boys in the streets of Brazil. Usually I turn away from them because there are so many, and you can't feed them all." But there was something so compelling about this one. I didn't turn away. And he told the little boy, "Come with me, come with me. We'll go to the coffee shop." He went to the coffee shop, and he told the boy, "Pick out any pastry you want. Any pastry you want." And he told the cashier, "That's on me." And so he went over, the boy went over to the pastry side, Max went over to the coffee side, because it's on different areas of the store. And Max was over there getting his coffee. And then he felt another little tug at his pant leg. And he looked down, and it was that little boy telling him, "Thank you, sir. Thank you very much." Lucado said, "I was touched by the boy's thanks that I would have bought him the store. I sat there for another 30 minutes, late for my class, just thinking about the little beggar boy who came back and said thank you. This lad had an attitude of thankfulness, and it was expressed. If we have this attitude, it will show. We will be expressive. We will be praising God. We will have joy in our hearts, and have an attitude of thankfulness is the utter important in life as a follower of Christ. Let us be thankful. Let us praise God by being thankful and showing that we are Christ's followers. Let us be thankful." And the final thing, probably the most important thing, is to be thankful for God and His Son. It says in 2 Corinthians 9:15, "Thank God for this gift, too wonderful for words." That gift is Jesus. Let us remember to always thank God for His Son. We should thank God because, once again, He created everything. He created me. He created you. He created our families. He created the people that need Jesus. He created, if we pushed up these blinds, He created all the trees, the leaves, everything. So why aren't we thanking Him and praising Him? Ephesians 5:20 says, "And give thanks for everything to God the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ." During my time of working on this, I ran across a list of what we should be thanking for God daily. And let me share it with you. It says, one, as Savior. It says, Jesus died for us. He paid the price for our sin so we wouldn't have to. Two, a fresh start. Every day is new. We have a God of grace whose mercies begin new every morning. And our past doesn't define our future. Three, a purpose. If you're hearing this, God's not done with you. He created you for a purpose, with a purpose, and on purpose. Four, a beautiful world. God's creativity is on display 24/7. Five, the ability to worship. Did that earlier. We have the freedom to worship Jesus every day of the week. Six, peace in any circumstance. God doesn't promise that life will be easy. I kind of mentioned that earlier. But He does promise us peace. Seven, a full life. Jesus doesn't want us to endure life. He wants us to enjoy life. John 10:10 says, Jesus came so that we could not only have life, but have it to the full. The Bible. The Bible doesn't speak of things in the past. It speaks to us today. Through the Bible, God instructs us, encourages us, and guides us. 9, the church. We don't have to walk through life alone. The church is a community of people doing the best they can to follow Jesus' example. In the church, we find encouragement to grow in love and good deeds. The final one, 10, a reason to hope. We serve a God who is not only a promise maker, but also a promise keeper. He promises to work all things together for our good. There is no greater hope than in a promise fulfiller who conquered death. I like the statement. It says, gratitude can bring contentment when we thank God for who he is instead of what he has given us. We are praising him. We need to thank God every day for what we have. We need to be thankful for everything we have in life. And it all goes back. Thank God for the life we have right now, because we know it's short. So let us thank God. Let us realize life is short. Let us realize that we need to be thankful as Christians. And especially let us realize that we didn't deserve anything that he gives us. We didn't deserve a full life, a peace, hope. We didn't deserve any of that. So we should be thankful. It says giving thanks and being thankful changes our attitude and our perspective. Let us continue to try to be thankful in all circumstances for people who bless us and, most importantly, our Savior. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, I just thank you, Lord, for today. I pray, Lord, that you just give us a heart of thankfulness. I pray, Lord, that you just let us realize that we have so much to be thankful for in all circumstances, in all situations. Thank you, Lord, for this church. I thank you, Lord, for all you've provided for us individually, Lord. Salvation, hope, peace, list goes on and on. And I pray, Lord, as some of us are traveling or gathering around tables, being with friends or family, that we remember as we're eating how thankful we should be, Lord. Not only in November, but the rest of the months as well, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. Have a great Thanksgiving, everybody.